Good evening, everybody. Thank you for coming to the Paradise Town Advisory Board meeting on July 29th, 2025. Items on this agenda may be taken out of order. The Board Council may combine two or more agenda items if for consideration. The Board Council may review an item from the agenda and delay discussion relating to the item at any time. No action may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners, Zoning Commissioners, BCC, or the Clark County Planning Commissioners, CC, the final action, for final action. Please turn off all and mute all cell phones or any electronic devices, and please take all private conversations outside the room during the meeting. We'd like to take roll call at this time. Missing today would be Renee Watis. Can I get a... my brain just went dead. Can you get what? Can I? We have to take a motion on it. My brain just went dead on it. What was that? No, don't I have to take on the roll call?
Well,
okay. Anyways, okay, we're gonna stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Any staff introductions? Just in time, staff introduction. Public comment. This is a period devoted to the comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, actions, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak as an individual public hearing item at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the Board Council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step to the speaker podium. We have a microphone. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the Board Council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the Board Council by the majority vote. Can I get approval for the minutes for July 8th, 2025?
Not a chair. I move to approve the minutes for July 8th, 2025.
So the motion to approve July 8th, 2025. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Can I get approval for the agenda for July 29th, 2025?
I'm John. I have a motion to approve the agenda for tonight, July 29th, 2025, with one change, and that is item number 3, UC250437, use permit for home occupation. It's been withdrawn.
Can I get approval for the agenda for the July 29th, 2025 holding or withdrawing item number 3? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any informational items? Okay, we're moving on. We're going to go to applicant item, agenda item number 1. Is the applicant here? Hello. TM25500114 CM Realty LLC, Tenant Mass. For a mixed-use project consisting of 6 residential lots, 2 commercial lots, and a common lot of 10.88 acres in a CR commercial resort zone, generally located on the south of Spring Mountain Road and East Valley View Boulevard within Paradise. Welcome.
Being resulted in 1980, that's what we're glad to drive here on behalf of the applicant. You saw this project last year. We approved for a mixed-use development right off of Spring Mountain in Valley View. This is just a tentative map to allow them to separate the commercial residential.
Is there anybody here from the audience that would like to speak on this agenda item? In the public? Seeing no one, we're closing it to the public and opening it to the board.
Madam Chair, if I don't have any comment, make a motion to approve some preliminary staff conditions.
There's a motion on the floor to approve with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Have a good night. Is applicant. Aye. APB number owner, TM25500118 Valley Health System LLC, tentative map for proposed one lot commercial subdivision on a 4.30 acres in a CG commercial zone, generally located on south of Flamingo Road, west of Bruce Street, within Paradise.
Well, Eric Ritz, Ritz Consulting, the retail 320 Spring Street, this is the emergency room we just got up across the street, the Children's Hospital. They have some access parking lot in the rear, so I want to park them out and sell off of them. And Saturday, we have a little bit of a
Is there anybody here from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one, we're closing it to the public and opening it to the board. If no one has anything, I will go ahead and make a recommendation for approval with the preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed?
Thank you.
Applicant 3 on the agenda? No, we're done with that one. I meant to pull, sorry. How about applicant 4? We're going to hold that until the end is applicant.
You have to read it in. Oh, yeah. So they
you
know.
Have to read it in?
Yeah.
Okay. UC 250469 Fashion Show Mall LLC. Use permit to allow massage establishment in conjunction with an existing shopping center fashion show mall on a portion of 42.8 acres of CR commercial resort zone, generally located on Las Vegas Boulevard, south and north of Spring Mountain Road within Paradise. Okay. Is that you? Okay, thank you. You can show us whatever, if you want to put it up on the projector, if you have one.
Sorry.
It's okay. Do you want to tell us anything about the...
Before you...
Yeah, your name. It's right here. State your name and your address, please.
My name is Mark. I reside in one called Major and I used to be a public...
Last name, please, and if it's difficult, can you spell it for me?
My name is Mark Eagle. N-A-D-U-A, or Total Issue Pathology. I reside in a city of California. I was into... Both in the location of the fashion show mall. I basically did on the pathology side within the industry that works here with the mall. Currently operating out of Arizona, Texas, and most of Southern California.
Got it? Are you good? Yeah. Okay, let me open it to the public. Is anybody here from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one, we're closing it to the public and opening it to the board.
Madam Chair, usually when we have massage facilities, we do a 1 year review as a public hearing. How does the board feel about that?
I agree with that.
Okay. Motion.
So I would make a motion to approve adding the preliminary staff condition of a 1 year review as a public hearing and all other preliminary staff.
There's a motion on the floor to approve with all preliminary staff conditions with a 1 year review. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? And you're good. Thank you. Anybody here for application agenda item 5? Okay. Just read it. Okay. That's okay. I'm going to read it into the WS250482 Holding Dennis W. and Patricia L. Waiver Development Standards for the following. Eliminate and reduce building separations and reduce setbacks in existing accessory structures in conjunction with an existing single-family residence of 0.19 acres in a RS 5.2 residential single family 5.2 zone, generally located on North Spanish Armada Road and east of Mission Bells Way within Paris. Can you state your name and address, please?
My name is Dennis Holder. I live at 1240 Spanish Armada Road, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89123. We've lived there for 29 years. And we have a complaint against us for some things that I put up in my backyard. I retired about 10 years ago, so I started working on my backyard, improving it for me and my wife. We're in our 70s now, and we've got it where we can use our backyard quite a bit. We have a swimming pool. Our lot is a former house, so it's a premium lot. It's a little less than a quarter of an acre. Our house is 1,870 square feet. I have a 10,000 gallon pool in my backyard, and next to the pool is a gazebo that I put up that you could buy at any local hardware store. It's 10 by 12. And then I have a little storage shed that's connected to the gazebo. And that's where we put our pool filter. I have a lot of different pool cleaners and things that I use that help keep the pool clean. And that's attached to the gazebo because of the wind that we get. Sometimes we get 70 mile an hour winds that come through there. So we have to have everything bolted down, tied down. And the gazebo is the shade. It shades half of the pool. So we can use the pool. A lot of people don't have shade in their pool, so they can't even use it in the daytime when the sun is out. My wife and I, because of our age, we have to be very careful with the sun. So in planning to do this, that was a big part of it. Okay, approximately about 41 feet away from the small shed, I have what we call a pool house. It's actually a pup shed that was put in 1996, same year we moved in. Just a few days after we moved in, I had to install that. It's 5 feet from the wall facing Mission Bells, and it's 5 feet from the back wall of the neighbor's house. And next to that pool house is another gazebo that's the same size. It's just exactly like the other one. And the reason for that is because this tub shed, we've had it modified, had electricity put in, a little air conditioner and all that electricity come out. It's all been cleared, everything is good to go. So we use it for a changing room when we have guests and stuff like that. And we have our patio furniture under that gazebo, and I installed, or I had it done, the artificial grass all in my backyard. It's everywhere to control the heat, and also it protects your feet. I'm semi-diabetic. If I get a burn on my foot, it could be very, very serious. So with that in mind, I had this artificial turf put in. It doesn't get very hot at all. And if the sun is beating down on it constantly, it can get enough, you know, to be warm on your feet, but it won't burn you. Before we did all of this, we couldn't even use our backyard much at all. Now we, with both of us being retired, we're free to use our yard anytime we want. It's our vacation home. We worked 45 years to have this home and have it paid for so we can enjoy it the rest of our life, live it in, you know, in harmony with our neighbors. I have neighbors up and down the street. We all get along. They all like me. I like them. Never had a problem with anybody. And now this complaint has come up. Not sure what it's all about, but there's a reason for everything that I have. And I even had a waterfall installed back about 10 years ago. I had a company come out. Am I going to do 3 minutes?
Yes. I'll give you a little bit more, and then I was going to. You're good.
The waterfall.
Because basically, you just want it. The waterfall won't. That's not one of the issues on the.
Yeah, but that's what's led to some of the issues. I had that waterfall put in because I have anxiety problems, and it helps with that, without the water. The thing is just very soothing and calming, and I was advised to think about doing something like that. So, and I've kind of built around the waterfall with artificial plants and stuff like that to make it where you can go in back of the waterfall. And there's a beach back there. There's artificial animals. It looks pretty cool. So it kind of gets you out of the sun. And it's just like the old Tropicana used to be, hotel, if you remember that. So everything is very nice. I've got nothing but compliments on everybody that's seen it. You can't really see anything unless you go through the gate and go back there. But I keep it immaculate. I clean it almost every day. The pool sometimes two or three times a day. I'm just that type of person.
Okay. So let me stop you there, because the pool, like, you're bringing up things that I'm sure your yard looks very beautiful, but we're here for the footage between the certain things that are by code. So if you don't have anything else to say about that, I just want to open it up to the public so that the board can ask you questions. Do you mind that? Okay. So is there anybody here from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Can you give them the mic and let them speak really quick? Can you state your name and address, please?
Joe Gaddis, I'm here with my wife. We were directly behind the bathroom. So, permanent waiver. This has been going on for quite some time. We wake up to this every day. We have pictures to show that we'd like to see them. And we oppose any granting of an easement. Standard regulation. It's already way overboard. And the light shining into our backyard is cool. It looks like Cape Canaveral back there. We bought a night sky. There's cameras everywhere. It's like a compound on this. Some property. We all know if we're being spied on.
Okay, let me stop you right there. And we can address that, but right now we're here just for the distance of where it's placed. So you have a problem with the footage between the where it's from your property to there. That's the problem. We can okay. So if you want to speak, I just need your name. And your address. You just have to state your name. So I just want to make, if you want to be heard, we just have to hear it for the record. Okay. So basically your problem is the viewing of the structures. That's what you're trying to relate out of.
And the placement.
And the placement. Okay.
All of the buildings are covered in plastic along with the line of big Christmas trees. Right up against the wall, the side of the wall. And then the flat area. It's not the wall. It is turned
Okay, and once again, I can't tell him how to decorate his yard, but we can address the issues that are on. Do you have a copy of the agenda? Do you know?
They're right up on that podium.
Well, no, I understand that, but I just want to let them know what he's here for.
Yeah,
so that they can
fight all the other issues.
And I understand that. I just wanted them to. We're gonna hold on. I just wanted you to read so you can see what the applicant is being, what they're citing him for, so you can understand. And I appreciate your comments about his yard and what bothers you and everything like that.
Yeah,
but
we only have 2 working days. We received this notice Friday afternoon, and yesterday and today to prepare.
So, a lot of
that on purpose?
No, it's just as Blanca will tell you, it's the policy of when they send the cards out and they do everything per policy and it just goes out. A lot of people have complaints as you with the cards. So let me do this. Do you have anything else you want to add?
The ordinance for only one structure in the backyard.
I know that she could tell us. We can address that if you just want to give me just a second. No, I think her question is how many is he allowed to have in his backyard?
How many? A section structure, we just have and the separation. He's waiting to lay the separation. In a section living quarters, if he doesn't have any, he won't have to.
Does that answer your question? With following the policy and code that he has to do for the footage. So that's what he the distance isn't, yeah, right. And that's what we're going to discuss after we hear from the public. If you have, you know, I just don't know. I want to make sure that you get everything out that you want to say before I close.
It's not a safe environment, all of that. Even though it's a safe environment, it's not a safe environment.
Let me do this procedure, and then we'll get you a name and what happened. Well, we'll try to explain to you what happens after this, after we go through this, so you can.
Where are we going to address the fire hazard with all of the plastic material?
That would be code enforcement. So that's why.
What about the fire marshal?
Do you want to help me?
Okay. They can say whatever they want you to say, and then we can address.
Right, and that's
what as far as the plastic trees and all the things they do. Have to do with this because of what they're doing to the backyard. I know we are looking at this, but we do need to get information from the neighbors with the other issues they have, like lighting in the yard.
Right, and with the, right.
So, yeah, if it was me, I'd let them finish the entire story and then we can get up.
We have 3 recent fires in our group. We don't want our house to go flames and be poured.
And also we like to approach the neighbor and new up lighting versus down lighting. They go right into the house.
That's not true.
Wait. They get this, then you can. We'll come back to you. Don't engage.
And it's much brighter.
All right. I don't want to, you pause, but I just want to make sure you get it all. Because.
I mean, yeah, I can understand how we were with this permit. What's he capable of bringing a box car and installing something on top of a box car?
Sir, don't please don't.
I don't know
what you do.
Right.
Short of putting up a 4-foot fence.
And we don't even know if that's going to be the
And I appreciate you coming. So let me do this. Let's move forward, and then I will, after we finish with his application, if you have any other requests of who to speak to, then we can move forward with that, getting these people and the contact and the names and get you some assistance so someone can listen.
Thank you.
Thank you. No, that's part of the what he's asking for a waiver for. Okay. Okay. So now, no, don't. We want to hear from the public. So yeah. So don't leave. Sit down and hear it out, and let's see what happens at the end. So you'll know where to go from here. Okay. So if you want to give me the mic back.
Wait.
I can't. Not yet. Wait. Hold on. I need to close it to the public. So you guys can sit down. And please, we can't have you guys engaging back and forth with that applicant. That's the only the policy we have. So we're going to close it. Is there anybody else here that would like to speak on this application? Seeing no one, closing it to the public, we're going to open it back up. One of their concerns was the lighting. As my co-people, I see what we're here for, but I guess I'm going to let Susan kind of go with this because of her experience. Oh, well, I was going to...
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd like the applicant, however, to be able, like all the others, to address anything he wants to address that was said by the public.
Okay.
Okay. First of all, the lighting is accent lighting. It's not spotlights. It's not real bright. I have dark areas in back of my shed where you could accidentally run into somebody you wouldn't want to run into if they jumped over my fence. So it lights up everything, keeps everybody safe. And it's they're pointed down on artificial Christmas trees that I put in because I just happen to like Christmas. I just do. I'm just a fanatic about it. And they're pretty. They're well kept. They're all fire resistant, fire retardant. Real trees, you can't have that. Not here in Las Vegas. There's not much anything grows, and plus they shed, and they would really be a mess in their yard. These don't shed. If they do, it's very little. And the lighting, most of what they're getting is probably a reflection off the pool, I would imagine. I'm not sure. But, you know, everybody's got shutters or shades or something. It's real easy, you know, to block that out. I close my shutters at night. I don't have a problem. And there's another thing. The fires that they were talking about in our neighborhood, there have been two. One of them was caused by one of these electric bicycles that was left in the garage, and it got hot. And it ignited, and it caught the garage on fire. A 90-year-old woman lives there with her son. They were able to get them out, and they weren't hurt. Another one is, I guess, one street in back of me, where the roofers were working on the roof doing a patch job. And they used a cutting torch to cut something. And they didn't have an extinguisher close by, which they're supposed to do. That's the rules.
and it got out of control and it burnt the house pretty bad. That was that fire. That's the two fires we're talking about here. Both of them were pretty bad, a lot of damage. And it had nothing to do with things in the backyard catching on fire or anything like that. The stuff I have in my backyard, it would be hard to catch on fire because it's made out of materials that's hard to burn. That's just what they do now. And artificial Christmas trees are made not to be flammable. So something that doesn't even make sense to me. And artificial plants and stuff like that, you can't have artificial plants here. I mean, real plants here in Las Vegas. It's too hot. They'll die. You have to have a greenhouse or something. So I use artificial plants, and as they do get old, I'll replace them. I did have some on the wall, and they were up there for quite a while. I shouldn't have done that. It was a mistake. And Gil and I talked about it, and he said he was okay as long as I didn't add any more to it. So I thought it was done. You know, we kind of had an argument, but we come to agreement, shook hands, that I wouldn't put any more on the wall. But what I do on my own property is my business. So on my own property, I started looking around and I started finding Christmas trees that people no longer wanted. And I would put them on my side of the wall. Some of them are tall, some of them are not so tall, but a lot of them go above the wall, which gives me and my wife a lot more privacy, plus it's more shade. And it doesn't cost a lot of money.
I didn't want to make any regrets. Okay, so we're going to move forward and let the board speak and ask no questions, okay? Okay.
So that's it down?
You can stand or sit, but you must stand. Okay, I'm going to open it to the board now. Susan, do you want to?
Yeah, I'll start. So you have a lot of issues here in the comments that you made. Trees grow here. That's a ridiculous statement to say trees don't grow here.
Right.
It's a requirement by the county that you put in landscaping on every single lot, and the trees grow here. We have trees everywhere.
Yeah, we do have.
We have tree funds. So to say that you won't put in trees because they won't grow here.
I wouldn't live long enough to see them.
But it doesn't matter. That is not a valid response to what you've created for the neighbors. Now, yes, you can do what you want in your backyard as long as it meets the code. None of the structures you put up, whether they were shade or tough shed, were done with a permit. So you have the right to have more than one. You have the right to put them in with a permit that says they were done properly to code under zoning. You put electrical in. You didn't have a permit to do the electrical.
Yes, we did.
You said right here there were no permits for any of these structures. You said. And it got fully inspected and signed up on? For all four structures?
Well, there's no electric in any of them.
Well, no, you have to have it for the shed itself, for the shade structure itself, not just the electrical. To build, to actually have them installed, you needed a permit. You don't have a permit. I know. You still go get a permit and say, I want to put this in my backyard. You don't have any of those things. So even if we say, okay, we'll allow the setbacks, you still have to go apply for permits and see if the building department will let you keep them. It's not as simple as us just saying, oh, we'll let you be 5 feet instead of 10 feet. You mm-hmm. still have to get building permits.
Okay.
But I just find your whole attitude very cavalier towards your neighbors because they have the right to live without light. Whether you agree with whether they shine on them or not, they obviously bother them. They have the right for peaceful enjoyment too. So you can do what you want as long as it's below your wall line.
Mm-hmm.
But anything's above your wall line, you need to follow codes, and you're not doing that.
Okay.
You're not doing that. The excuses you are giving are justifiable to you, but not to me or what's required under the code. So, you know, I personally go along with staff and say denied. You need to take me down and start over and do it the right way.
Take down my shed.
Take down the shed and the shade structure and go get permit and through zoning and get them put in the correct place. And as far as the Christmas trees, as long as you can't see them over your wall, if you want to put up Christmas trees, that's fine. But one, they are flammable, and two, trees will grow here. So I wouldn't use that as an argument when you go to the planning commission.
So now I go to the planning commission.
Well, no, we have to see.
Yeah,
there
so,
are other people here.
So to add on to that, I'm looking at the satellite photo, and no one is saying you can't have a nice backyard. No one is saying that at all. No one is saying you can't have lights, but you need to do it responsibly. There's a way where you can have everything you're talking about in an appropriate way that looks nice, and none of that's been done here. You have, I'm seeing these structures in the backyard, and it's not within code, and it looks crappy. It just does, and I know that you enjoy it, but there's a proper way to do this, and I'm not supporting any of these orders.
Okay. So you're telling me that you had no idea you had that permit just because it's your property?
No,
I think the house got built.
I didn't know if you went to Lowe's or Home Depot and bought a shed and brought it home and put it up, that
you have to have a permit.
No, I was not aware of that.
And it needs to be within the guidelines and the setbacks that are allowed by code. And if they don't, then you should have done this back then. And now it's okay. You said that you get along with all your neighbors. Obviously, there's somebody that filed this. And
well, yeah.
So, you know, you can't just do things and ignore your neighbors. That's not, you're telling us one thing and you're doing the opposite. And as far as I'm concerned, you deny this whole thing and start over. But something's going to have to go. If you're going to meet the setbacks with everything you have back then and not have any waiver, you're going to either have to get the waivers or you're going to have to get rid of something or some things in order to bring it into code. But if there is a proper distance between and it all needs code. So you're going to go to the planning commission with it. I suggest that you get your story right. Because right now, I agree, very cavalier. To us, to them.
Okay.
So I would recommend you want to make
a hold on, sir. Did you want to clarify anything that is misstated or anything?
No, I'm just, I'm not sure if it's
Yeah,
you can make a motion. Yeah. So, given everything we've heard, I would make a motion to deny the application.
There's a motion on the floor to deny. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? I would get with your neighbors, though, about the lighting and the things that maybe irritate them and try to work that out before you go to the, that might help a little bit.
Yeah.
That's the only advice I can get
okay.
To your move forward to the planning.
August 19th.
August 19th.
Okay, is that it?
Yes, that's it.
October
19th. So I have to, how long to do this?
Well, you have to go in front of them August 19th.
Okay. We'll make the final decision.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you guys understand that too? Okay.
So if you're, since it's on the 19th, you want to make a, point to be there. And you want to state your case there. That'll be your final decision.
What was that? I can't go back. We already voted.
But
take those and that's what he's saying. Bring everything and go to the meeting on
The 19th.
The 19th.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you
for coming. Have a good evening.
Good luck.
Okay. If we have AR 254-0071, UC 0351-15, County of Clarksville Aviation use permit, third application for review at truck staging area in conjunction with an existing parking lot on 16.15 acres in a PF public facility zone within airport overlay, generally located, can you guys, oh, I'm sorry, sure. located north of Tropicana Avenue and east of Paradise Road within Paradise. Hi.
Good evening, Madam Chair, Town Board members. My name is Tony Celeste, address 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant. As was mentioned, this is our third review of a approved truck staging area located here on the north side of Tropicana, in between Paradise and the truck and Thompson Mack Center on the east side here. It's about 16 acres. We've had various reviews placed on this. Initially, this was part of, I believe, this truck staging for when Terminal 3 was being developed, and since then, it's been good use because of close proximity to Thompson Mack Center, the resort corridor, et cetera, for large truck and staging. So we're coming in asking for another 2 years. We do understand that the comment position from Department of Aviation about the reconstruction of Tropicana Avenue, and then at some point in the near future, this use may no longer be available because of that weather. But in the meantime, we'd ask to continue that use for at least 2 years.
Is anybody here from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one, closing it to the public, opening it to the board.
Madam Chair, if no one has any comment, I make a motion to approve the preliminary staff conditions.
Motion on the floor to approve the preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Have a good night. UC 250169, Object Dash LLC, Holder Amendment Use Permits for the following: a proposed multifamily development and a proposed monorail. Waiver of development standards for the following: reduced setback, 2, reduced parking lot landscaping no longer needed, reduced parking and allow alternative driveway geometrics. Design review for the following: a proposed multifamily development with accessory commercial, retail and restaurant uses, and a proposal monorail station on 1.33 acres in a CR commercial resort zone with an airport overlay, generally located on east of Paradise Road and north of Carmen Avenue within Paradise.
Good evening, Madam Chair, members of the Town Board, Stephanie Gernauer, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive. I'm sorry I made it like 1 minute too late, but we're actually here the request that we did. It's
okay.
Until August 12th. We're still working with staff on the review waiver and trying to do a parking study and do the waiver. So we will be back August 12th if that's what it's for.
So I just put a motion in to hold it up August 12th? Okay. Motion on the floor. The applicant requested to be held until August 12th. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? What? Any general business? Comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments of the general public about matters relevant to the board council jurisdiction will be held. No discussions, actions, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker podium. If applicants, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of presentation, this will be done by the chairperson on the board council by majority vote. Is there anybody that would like to speak? Welcome. You have 3 minutes.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you very much. Thank you, everyone, for being here, and thank you for letting me speak. My name is Derry Day. I live at 3463 Coast Ave Street. I'm here just to talk to you a little bit about the abandoned vehicles that seem to just keep popping up all over the county. I've communicated with Commissioner Jones' office about an issue that I reported in December and in May.
car, there have been 7 vehicles in front of the apartment building where I live. One did not have wheels. They had been removed. And so back in December, they removed one car, sometime. And then in May, they removed 4. And just last week, they removed 2 others. There's still one car there. This is a problem that's all over the county, and I'm trying to figure out what we can do as a community, not just the 8th largest city in Nevada. I think this county, which is the size of New Jersey, has a lot of things going on. And so when you report something to see Click Fix, it takes them a long time to route it to the right place, number one, and it takes that town, that constable, a little bit of time to do anything about it. All the while, it makes it worse. And it's that broken window kind of effect that we think of on the East Coast. When you see something that's broken, that doesn't get fixed, it makes it worse. It makes people want to leave the car. It makes people want to break into homes and communities. And so I would like to see what we can do here as a town, the 8th largest town in the state, that we can actually, what can we do to help the county do something about it? Otherwise, you know, it's one of those things that we can only make a city out of it. We can make the city a paradise and then start doing stuff ourselves. This is what we kind of have to do if the county can't. So I thank you very much.
Thank you. Next meeting is for August 12th. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
I knew you were going to be.
No, of course we did.
No.